roll our fish and corn meal and...
I'll break your pencil up. Let me use my own hand. No, that's all right.
You got, I think maybe there's lead here in this barrel. I don't know.
I think I just broke off the end of it. I don't think it should... Oh, good. No, I'll use a piece of that. Good. Thank you. I can put it in this pencil. I won't be tempted to break your pieces.
Well, it won't hurt. It won't hurt it. Any?
Why I didn't fill my pencils with lead before I left. I guess I didn't. How about a cake made out of cornbread?
Yes, corn cakes, yes, sir. Corn fritters.
How about corn, you ever make corn pone or cornbread or what do you call
it? Yeah, cornbread we have.
Thank you for the lead. What about the difference? You see, the homemade bread is one kind. How about the kind you'd buy at a store? You call
the
it
bakery bread.
And the pastry that has a hole in the middle is called a
donut. Or roll, or what do they call them?
Fried cake?
Yeah, fried cake. There's Danish rolls. And they got a big hole in the middle of them. They got icing on them and fruit.
Fried cake's not the same as a donut, though, is it?
No, no.
Okay.
A donut is cooked in the grease.
Cooked you dip in the grease.
Get them in a basket and dip them down in hot grease.
Is there a kind that you don't cook in grease? What do you call it?
It's a cake donut, but it's. And they have the bread donuts.
All right, and if you want to buy some flour, you might go to the store and say, I want to buy
5 pounds of flour.
And to make the bread rise, you have to put
yeast in the bread.
And the egg is made up of a shell, a white, and a
yolk.
And what color is the yolk?
Yolk is yellow. Or a golden kind of.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of ways would you have eggs? You might have some eggs to eat.
Oh, we have boiled eggs, and hard-boiled eggs, and fried eggs, and poached eggs.
How do you do that?
You break your egg in a container and put it in hot water till it thickens, and then you turn it out and eat it.
Alright.
Fried eggs. Up and over and fried eggs.
How about...
Over.
You take some meat and grind it up and make... take some hog meat, grind it up, you make...
Sausage, pork sausage.
And, before you do that, of course, you've got to kill the hog.
Kill the hog and dress it. And
what do you call it when you kill the hog? You're going to have to start to...
Butcher.
And meat stands around too long, it's apt to get...
It's apt to spoil, I guess.
And if the butter stands around too long, it's...
It's strong.